Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If the good tidings of great joy are to all people, then the Savior is born to you. He is your Savior. He is your Savior because the gospel, the good tidings, or the good news, is good news to all the people everywhere. And so it is that Christmas is for everyone. Now, this does not mean that everyone knows what Christmas actually is. This does not mean that every opinion about Christmas and its celebration is actually valid. Christmas nowadays is not just a Christian holiday. It is a social and cultural institution that features all sorts of customs and ceremonies that have nothing to do with the birth of the Savior. But we are gathered as Christ's church in his place to consider this wonderful mystery and to celebrate it together as we were called to do. And so as we celebrate Christmas together, let us, on the basis of the words from God set before us, answer three questions about this event. First, who is Christmas for? Second, what is Christmas? And third, what does Christmas do? So who is it for? The first words of the angel to the shepherds were, "Fear not." The shepherds were afraid because the angel had come from God's presence, and God makes them afraid. God makes everyone afraid. As the epistle to the Hebrews says, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." God's holiness is intimidating to sinners. And the angel coming from God's presence reflected it. That's why the shepherds were afraid. The living God strikes fear in human hearts precisely because God judges and punishes sinners. That's what God's holiness requires. That is why the world makes idols to worship, pretending that these harmless and non-judgmental idols are God so that it can persist in its sins of choice without repentance. For it cannot tolerate the God who judges sin and punishes sinners, because then the world would have to look in the mirror and actually be honest. Honest with itself about who it really is and what it has actually done. But for those who are afraid of God's holiness, they are prepared for the good tidings of great joy. Christmas is for sinners, sinners who bemoan their sin and want forgiveness. It is for those who want to know God but are afraid to approach him, because they know they have done what he has forbidden and they are afraid of his judgment. For those with ears to hear, Christmas is the angelic declaration from God himself, "Fear not." It is the gospel voice sounded to sinful hearts, burdened by guilt and yearning for the forgiveness that God can only give. Christmas is for sinners, sinners who know that they are sinners and are afraid of God on account of it. Christmas is for all sinners everywhere, because all sinners everywhere need a Savior. And what is Christmas? It is the birth of the Savior. Who is that Savior? He is Christ the Lord. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Here we learn that the eternal united himself with what is mortal, that the all-powerful united himself with that which is powerless, that eternal love wedded itself to that which hates him, that most holy united himself with sinners, that the Creator joined himself to his own creation, that the Lord of Lords, before whom all angels and archangels must bow down in worshipful adoration, he shackles himself to the servants of sin and Satan. He who carried all in his hands and has sown the myriads of stars as seed on the field of the universe becomes weak with the weak, helpless with the helpless, and he permits himself to be lifted up and carried by sinful hands. This is what Christmas is. The incarnation, God becoming flesh. The entire universe cannot contain him. He lives in unapproachable light. He is the transcendent God who dwells in that holy place where no man can go. And yet he chooses. He chooses of his own free will to come to where we are. And not only to come to where we are, but to come in a way that we may receive him. He does not come into this world to condemn sinners, but to save them. But you must be willing to be a sinner to be saved. Fear not. He intends you no harm. Look at how he comes. If he wanted to judge you, would he become your brother? Why would God become one of us if not to bring us back to him? Would God become human if he did not love all of humanity? Would God become your brother if he wanted to harm you? Of course he wouldn't. God would not join us in our misery unless he intended to rid us of it. Christmas is God humbling himself to become man. It is God humbling himself in this humanity, choosing to be born outside of the inn, choosing for himself an infant bed as a manger, filled with food and fodder for animals. The Creator of us all chooses such a humble birth because he loves you. God assumes our flesh and blood to become our brother. And then he lives the life of love he had always required of us, but that we had failed to do. And then he offers up his holy life, his life of love, his sinless life of perfect obedience and innocence to the demands of divine justice. And he bears the sin and the punishment and the guilt of all sinners. He takes our place. And so it is that he meets the requirements of the law. He suffers the penalty that the law has imposed. This is where the peace on earth and goodwill toward men comes from. It is not just an angelic wish. It is what God, as man, accomplishes for mankind. Jesus has established peace on earth and goodwill to all humanity everywhere. No one is excluded. He assumed the nature of all humanity. And so if you are human, it was your nature that God assumed in the womb of Mary, and it was your sin that this God bore in his body on the cross where he died. Christmas is for everyone. The God who assumed the flesh of humanity wants to save all men. Christmas is for all unbelieving sinners, the atheist, the pagan, and the heathen alike. Christmas is for the lukewarm Christian on the edge of falling from grace. Christmas is for the discouraged Christian who wants the comfort of God's grace but can only see their own sins brought before them. Christmas is for everyone because the Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so what does Christmas do then? It changes your life. Christmas is God being born of Mary, that he may also be born in us. Just as Mary is the God-bearer from whom our Lord Jesus received his human nature, just so every Christian is a God-bearer. God chooses to take up residence in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus lives in those hearts through faith, and that changes us. He melts our selfish hearts, and he teaches us to give. He humbles us and conforms us to himself. He comforts us with the comfort with which we comfort one another. Giving himself to us who were unworthy of his love, forgiving us all of our sins by bearing them in his body, he changes us from the inside out. He turns bitterness into forgiveness. He turns hatred into love. He turns vengeance into mercy. By assuming our nature, he forgives us and he transforms us. Wherever sin remains, he remains with us also to forgive until the day that we die, the day that we put off this sinful body and await our resurrection in glorified bodies, just like that of our risen and ascended Lord Jesus himself. Christmas is for sinners. Today is your day. It's how God makes them into saints. Christmas is for you. It's how God makes you his. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.